AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance says talks with senior Iranian officials have created a good foundation for a final deal to end the war.
We left a lot of our team, the Iranians left a lot of their team at the resort there to keep on working at it. So all in all, a very productive 36 hours. We're going to have to keep working it.
Vance is claiming progress on multiple fronts, including the establishment of mechanisms to ensure the Strait of Hormuz stays open and to address fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon. President Trump's assessment.
The strait is totally open, you know that, and we're negotiating. We'll see how that all goes, but we have two things. We have an open strait, and we have a country that will never have a nuclear weapon.
Oil prices have fallen below $80 per barrel, Brent crude settling at $77.52. As for gasoline, AAA puts the national average for regular around $3.93 per gallon. A mixed finish on Wall Street. The S&P fell 0.4%, the NASDAQ 1.3%, but the Dow rose 148 points. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced his resignation. He will remain caretaker until Labour chooses a new leader. Former Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham says he's putting himself forward to succeed Starmer. And Lisa Dwyer reports the federal auto safety regulator has opened an investigation.
After a Tesla, using an automated driving feature, slammed into a brick home in Texas at high speed, killing a 76-year-old woman standing inside. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's opening the special investigation into the Tesla Model 3 crash near Houston. It's a significant probe because the car was using technology that Elon Musk considers key to the company's future. Tesla is rolling out robo-taxis using automated software in several U.S. cities this year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Concession prices at the World Cup.
One fan from Germany paid the equivalent of $16 for beer in Toronto, three times what he usually pays. In Miami, there's a $75 caviar top tray of tater tots and a $40 empanada weighing 5 pounds. High prices for beer, that's a big complaint. For a cheaper memento, in Miami, drinkers can get a beer served in a replica of the World Cup trophy for $30 at Leah Stevenson's Grill Sports Bar.
To be able to have people over your house and they say, oh, can I get a pint? And you hand them a World Cup trophy as their glass, that's really cool.
In Boston, fans from Scotland are draining the beer supply at Sam LeBlanc's Sam Adams Tap Room.
What I've seen out of them is enthusiasm, generosity, appreciation, and thirsty.
You can buy a beer at the Atlanta Stadium for as low as $8. I'm Ed Donahue.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.